最近喜欢往热闹的人群里钻，喜欢到人多的餐馆里吃饭，不是害怕孤单，只是害怕一个人的时候会想起你。哎，各位好，欢迎收听本期哥哥听歌学英语。开场白呢是这首 Someone Else 里的内容，你走了我还是无法面对分手的现实。 In the middle of a long night, tell myself I'm alright till I'm numb, so numb。 漫长深夜里告诉我自己没事儿，直到麻木不已。看开，释怀，放手，生活继续，这些呀说的容易，做起来难。这首来自于 Duncan Lawrence 的 Someone Else， 有可有 Wilkes 点播推荐。好，接下来音乐时间。Lately, I found myself on the crowded side of the street, eating in busy restaurants every night of the week. Strangers don't even know that they're keeping me company. Oh, in the middle of a long night, tell myself I'm alright till I'm numb, so numb.Place in my mind somewhere in that long night. I can't let go. I need to know. Are you with someone else? I don't think about you. I don't think about you till I'm alone. Till I'm alone and thinking about you with someone else. I don't think about you. I don't think about you till I'm alone. Till I'm alone and thinking about you with someone.Some people drive to be alone, but that's not where I am. I find my comfort in the chaos of this traffic jam. I need these people, cause they're what's keeping you out of my head, oh. In the middle of a long night, tell myself I'm alright till I'm numb, so numb. In the darkest place in my mindSomewhere in that long night, I can't let go. I need to know, are you with someone else? I don't think about you. I don't think about you till I'm alone. Till I'm alone and thinking about you with someone else. I don't think about you. I don't think about you till I'm alone. Till I'm alone and thinking about you with someone else. In the middle.Myself, I'm alright till I'm numb, so numb. In the darkest place in my mind, somewhere in that long night, I can't let go. I need to know, are you with someone else? I don't think about you. I don't think about you till I'm alone. Till I'm alone and thinking about you with someone.音乐之后欢迎回来，听着歌曲那种煎熬和痛苦是能够让人感同身受的。以上是来自于 Wilkes 推荐的新欢，希望大家会喜欢。杨绛先生曾经这样劝过一位年轻人，他说，你之所以痛苦烦恼丛生，是因为想得太多而书读得太少。所以想要治愈感情的伤，要么多读书，要么赶紧找下一任，反正后面你回头看都会觉得自己现在的哭相很蠢很难看。好了，不开玩笑，来看一下今天的学习内容。听歌词。 I found my comfort in the chaos of this traffic jam. 我在车水马龙的混乱当中寻得了安慰。那我们说呢，在什么当中寻求安慰的话，可以用动词短语 foundComfort in something， 像歌词里面 found my comfort in this traffic jam。 那除此之外的话呢，在什么当中寻求安慰，我们也可以用 take 或者 draw 来搭配使用。比如从某人的话语当中得到安慰，就是 to take or to draw comfort from somebody's words。来听几个句子。 I try to offer a few words of comfort. 我试图呢说上几句安慰的话。 If it's any comfort to you, I'm in the same situation. 就当是一句安慰的话吧，我的情况也跟你一样。His words were of little comfort in the circumstances. 在这种情况下，他的话起不了什么安慰作用，起不了任何的安慰作用。那注意一下例句当中这个 little 呢，它是否定意义，是表示几乎没有。His words were of little comfort in the circumstances.再听 The children have been a great comfort to me through all of this. 在我经历这一切的日子里面，孩子们一直是我的一个巨大安慰。好，以上呢是安慰 comfort 这个单词的一些用法。那我们接下来看呢， comfort 作为一个名词，它是表示舒适的意思啊。前面刚刚讲的是这个安慰慰藉，它作为名词也可以表示舒服舒适。比如这些网球鞋的设计穿起来很舒服，也易于发挥成绩。These tennis shoes are designed for comfort and performance. These tennis shoes are designed for comfort and performance. We have enough money to live in comfort in our old age. 我们有足够的钱来舒舒服服的安度晚年。We have enough money to live in comfort in our old age.好，这个 comfort 是名词，表示舒适。接下来我们看一下刚刚那一句歌词当中的 chaos 这个单词 chaos，C-H-A-O-S， 有点像朝阳区这个朝字的拼音，对吧 ？chaos 它是名词，表示混乱、杂乱的意思。比如说 ，the country was descending into chaos， 这个国家陷入到了一片混乱之中。注意一下例句当中这个 descend， D-E-S-C-E-N-D， 动词表示下降、下倾或者下来。 descend into 是表示陷入、陷进。 The country was descending into chaos， 这个国家正在陷入进一片混乱当中了。好，下面一句 He was ultimately overthrown and the country descended into chaos. 他最终被推翻，然后国家陷入了混乱当中。He was ultimately 最终 overthrown 表示推翻的意思。And the country descended into chaos. 国家陷入进了一片混乱当中。再听 His sudden departure threw the office into chaos. 他的突然离开离去使这个部门陷入一片混乱当中，看一下这个扔进的混乱当中。Threw 原型是 throw the office into chaos. It is one of the functions of art to bring order out of chaos. 艺术的功能之一呢，就是在于呈现纷乱当中的这种和谐，看到没有？好 ，It is one of the functions of art to bring order out of chaos. 再来听。The government's political and economic reforms threatened to plunge the country into chaos. 政府的政治和经济改革可能会使国家陷入混乱局面。那注意一下例句当中这个 plunge， 它本身呢是动词，表示猛跌的意思。Plunge into 就是骤然陷入什么当中。再来听一遍。The government's political and economic reformsThreaten to plunge the country into chaos. 最近在用可可英语的 APP 背单词，真心喜欢一件事情，你就不会觉得它是枯燥无味的。那也希望您的英语学习也是伴随着快乐的。我是琳达，今天节目就到此为止了，爱你们，咱们下期见。